Y'all please stand and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Yes, I already know I'm not Jim. But Jim can't be here today. He had an emergency, so you'll have to deal with me today. Don't worry, it won't happen often. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
Okay, meet with department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson.
Good morning. Just a reminder, candidate filing dates are still, will start March the 7th for the county offices. And it ends March the 25th, and anybody that's on the ballot that is running as a party for the primary will need at least 100 signatures. And this is also the same filing deadline for anybody that's going to be on the general election ballot. And anybody that's going to run as no party, they only need a minimum of 75 signatures. And then, of course, Soil and Water and Ag Extension, their filing period ends August 31st. And the first day anybody can request, that's the same thing, absentee ballots. The very first day that anybody can request a ballot to be sent to them, even though we won't have the ballots ready then, is 70 days prior to the election, so that will be March the 29th. If they send it before then, according to Iowa code, we have to mail it right back to them so they can turn around and mail it back to us. So we would just assume that they wait till March the 29th to mail it, so then that way it doesn't reach us, or the day before, one or the other. And then the first day that we will have ballots ready, once we get all the names and everything certified and get the ballots ordered, will be May the 18th. Those are just some of the dates for now.
Okay. Thank you, Terry. And she gave some good advice. Listeners, all you hundreds of thousands of listeners that support Des Moines County. Okay, IT, Colin?
Just came busy like always, nothing really new to report, so.
Kevin Glendinning, Sheriff?
Good morning. Also about the Sheriff's Office. It's been a busy weekend, busy Monday. Our jail's at 72. I think we had 6 in holding there this morning. 5 out of county, but 4 of those are juveniles, so 1 adult male out of county. And that's due to that same conflict we've had. But all's well going there. Had an unfortunate incident yesterday afternoon. A man was ice fishing. He went through the ice, was transported, and unfortunately he didn't make it. He died due to that incident. So as Chris, I think, has said a couple times, just be aware of the dangers of the ice and that it's not good ice. That happened up by Mediapolis.
On private.
Yeah. Other than that, we got word that some of our vehicles that we had on order aren't going to come.
They're not going to come, or they're delayed?
Dodge basically sent out a notice that said the vehicles that we had on order, that they're not going to be able to meet that requirement or be able to meet that need, and sent out a blanket notice to the dealership that has the state bids. And so we had 2 vehicles that we're supposed to get this spring. We're not going to be able to get those, but we're working through that and trying to figure out how to move forward on that.
Do they mean delayed, or they mean?
Not going to happen at all. They're just not going to meet the demand. I don't know exactly how it all works, but essentially we get a really good price on the state bid vehicles, and I assume those might be the first to get cut when there's a shortage. And they specifically noted in the notice that it was a shortage on the chips, and that they're just not going to be able to meet the demand that they thought.
Is it just a shortage on specific vehicles, or is it?
This came from Dodge to the Stu Hansen / Dewey Dodge out of Des Moines. They handle the state bids for all the Dodge vehicles in Iowa, so or for the emergency vehicles in Iowa. So they sent out the notice that said, "Hey, these 2 vehicles you have on order, they're not going to be able to build those." So that's specific to Dodge, that there is a large order of vehicles that they had put in, that they're not going to be able to get those out. All the other order banks have closed for the year, so the Chevrolet and then the Ford order banks were closed. I think we were able to come up with 1 other vehicle. But other than that, they're non-existent in Iowa right now.
Wow.
imagine all the brands are probably got short.
So you're just going to have to extend the life of...
Yep, we'll make them last a little bit longer and make it happen with what we have until they're available.
Right. Okay, Christopher Miller, Public Health.
Good morning. We're continuing to keep busy. Last week there was a Board of Health meeting and we discussed the Chapter 38 County Ordinance as well as the 28E agreement with the state for environmental health. The Board of Health wanted to table that to kind of see what the Board of Supervisors thought of the chapter ordinance. So that was primarily the discussion.
All right. How about Jared Lassiter, Land Use?
Good morning. Well, after a couple of pretty busy, productive weeks there with the ordinance update and a subdivision or two, we don't have anything on the agenda today. Nothing out for review at the moment, but at least a couple of subdivisions that we can probably expect to see come across your desk pretty soon here. And then moving on from the ordinance update, we've got a plan for a work session next week to discuss the fee schedule for all the land use permits. And then once that's been finalized, we've got some draft updates to the different applications and instructions that we plan to make available on the website for the first time. So to try to make it all complete this process by making it all more user friendly for the public when they're ready to start applying for different projects. So apart from that, just keeping busy as always.
All right. Ken Hyman, Seal Region.
Good morning. We're keeping busy. This time of year is contracting time where we start doing our contracts with providers. So I know I've gotten Van Buren Job Ops contract rough draft completed and sent on to them, and I'm waiting for them to get it back, and then I'll go to management team and governing board. And I've got three other contracts that are just Medicaid rate kind of contracts. They're pretty easy ones that I've also been working on drafts of and getting ready to send out to providers. So those will go on to the governing board for approval, SEAL governing board. I'm being asked by Tammy. You know, she's doing the expenditure budget for the region, and she needs to know the square footage that we need in our CDS office. And I asked in a meeting just this week, do you know yet from the Finance Committee of the SEAL Governing Board what they're going to pay for office space? And she said the MOU is going to say $10 per square foot. So we're going to have to get our square footage of the part of our office that MHDS uses, and we're going to have to turn that into Tammy for the budget, and then we'll have to pay for our building usage. And I said, what does that include? Because I know Rodney and I have had conversations about what exactly, they do a lot for us, and that includes rent, utilities, and maintenance, is what she said. So $10 per square foot, rent, utilities, and maintenance is what I've heard so far. So I know Rodney's been helping me out with, we're trying to come up with a square footage to turn into the region, and so that's what I know so far, Rodney.
All right. Heavy Lee.
Again, just to reiterate what Kevin said, the ice is done on our ponds and our lakes for all intents and purposes. So just don't even try it. I'm seeing open water on some places. So anyway, but working on the land and water conservation grant, I will probably have a resolution that just has to go along in support of that on your agenda next week. And just kind of keeping that going.
All right. Right on. We're proud of you. CMAG, you got anything you want to talk about?
I'm just here for some agenda items.
Okay. Well, shake your hair for the camera. Somebody's watching.
Okay.
Brian Carter, County Engineer.
Good morning. Not a whole lot. Just out doing a little bit of spot blading today, albeit it's a little soft and still frozen and plenty underneath. But other than that, just keep it moving. So, nothing much for you.
You're not going to ask him to shake his hair for the camera?
Hey, Brian, there's people watching. Shake your hair. That stuff was bouncing and behaving. Not really. Rodney Bleaser,
Good morning. We just got a lot of different things going on. We had the state elevator inspector here last week. Everything went well, so all that was good. Other than that, we just got a lot of stuff going on. Nothing new to report. Thank you.
Brooke? Marlin. I'm sorry, I always want to say Marlin. Veterans Affairs.
Good morning. Nothing new really to report. Just keeping busy.
AB?
Good morning. Just keeping busy. Been kind of an unusual week. Spring's coming, so kind of a reminder to everyone that our world's going to change now that the weather's getting nice, and to remember to be cautious, take your time, and think about what you're doing. Everyone's pretty excited about spring, I think, so.
It hasn't quite sprung yet, but
it has. I see positive things happen to positive people, and I am positive that winter's over.
All right. Go to my house and use some of that positivity on my basement. You know what I'm saying? Do something like that. All right. Lisa Schaefer, County Attorney.
We are pretty much back to routine chaos. The opioid litigation settlement was approved by the defendants. So sometime in the next few weeks, we're going to start learning what those allocations are going to be, specifically to the state of Iowa and then to each county and qualifying city. So at some point, we're probably going to want to start working with the city of Burlington to determine how we want to spend those funds once we kind of know what we're working with. Other than that, I don't have anything else.
All right, hang in there with the chaos. Natalie Steffner, recorder.
Good morning, just business as usual.
You want to shake your ear, Natalie?
In the recorder's office, no.
She said no while she was shaking. We're proud of you.
Could I beg the chairman's indulgence? Just an embarrassing moment.
Yes, please.
I left my coffee in the microwave.
Well, all righty then. See, Dougie Fresh not, he was not here. Who did I miss? Did I miss somebody? If I did, I didn't mean to. Leia, I wasn't talking to you. Do you have any correspondence, Tom? Jim?
No. Thank you for your indulgence.
Okay. Well, let's move to discussion and vote. First on the agenda this morning is resolution approving FY23 maximum property dollars, resolution 2022-16. So whereas the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors has considered the proposed FY23 county maximum property tax dollars for general county services and rural county services, and whereas a notice concerning the proposed county maximum property tax dollars was published as required and posted on county website, whereas a public hearing concerning the property county maximum property tax dollars was held on March 1st, 2020, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Supervisors of Des Moines County that the maximum property tax dollars for general county services and rural county services for FY23 shall not exceed the following. General county services, $8,671,159, and then rural county services, $2,582,411. The maximum property tax dollar requested in general county services for FY23 does represent an increase of 5.43% from the maximum property dollar or property tax dollar requested from FY22. And the maximum property dollar request at rural services is 0.81 from the maximum property dollars requested for FY22.
Motion to open public hearing.
Second. Sarah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Moved by lips, and then wasn't that funny, Leia? Watching you. Are there any public comments? I see none. Nobody's even here from the public, but we thank you anyways. Okay, can I get a motion to close?
Motion to close the public hearing.
Second, Sarah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Want to vote on it?
Yeah, let's vote on it. Let's get it on.
Motion to approve the resolution.
Second.
Tom Brogger?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes. Okay. Next we have a resolution 2020-17 to fix a date for public hearings on a proposal to enter into general obligation county purpose loan agreements and to borrow money there under.
Motion to is that one resolution?
Mm-hmm.
No.
It's a yes.
One resolution.
It's one resolution for two public hearings. So.
There's two loan agreements. There's a essential purpose and a general purpose.
Yeah.
So might be a second. Anyway, but there's you don't need the whole thing, but there's an essential purpose, which is the buildings, IT equipment, that stuff, and then a general purpose, I believe, is the vehicles. Hoping that the sheriff can get those vehicles if they're available sometime
right
next year.
Yeah.
Motion to approve the resolution.
Second. Sarah?
Tom Brogger?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes. Chairman's spot today?
Yeah, you're the just like being mayor, but there aren't as many people up here to give you a hard time.
All right. Moving on to 5C then. Nobody's going to give me a hard time. Let's keep it rolling. We have a resolution 2022-18 in the ISAC Group Benefits Program 28E agreement.
Yeah, this is something that ISAC is requiring. I think the only thing that we are involved in is the
accidental death and disability.
AB&D, but they're requiring the agreement and the resolution and all of that. So,
motion to approve the resolution.
Second. Sarah?
Tom Brogger?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes. Next we have D, accounts payable claims. We have accounts payable in the amount of $556,927.05. How about that?
Motion to approve.
Second. Sarah.
Tom Brogger.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes, please. Next, we have a resignation of Danville Township Trustee. Board of Supervisors, please accept my resignation as Danville Township Trustee. I've enjoyed my time serving as Township Trustee. However, personal time commitments are increasing. Thanks for this opportunity, Stan C. Nelson. Stan, we appreciate.
Motion to accept Mr. Nelson's resignation.
Second. Sarah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Okay, to Des Moines County Board of Supervisors, I'm requesting your approval to be appointed to complete the remainder of a four-year term expiring on December 31st, 2024, Danville Township Trustee Joel Beck.
Motion to approve Mr. Beck's appointment.
I second that. Sarah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Thank you, Joel, for serving.
I just like it when they work them together, so there's not such a delay in between.
And very efficient.
Next we have a contract, DCAT4-22-024, First Amendment to the Systems of Care Mental Health Wraparound Contract.
Motion to approve contract.
Second that. Sarah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Keep us in compliance with the new state law.
What was that, Tom?
I said it will keep us in compliance with the new state law.
That's always good.
Yep.
Okay, BC, we've got approval of pipeline inspection consultant, Rankard.
So this is related to the, I guess, not theoretical, but the Heartland pipeline, I think that everybody's aware of is being discussed. One of the responsibilities, per Iowa code, I might add, this isn't something that the county does. Is that the County Board of Supervisors has to hire an inspector who will, I think the best way to summarize, look out for the landowners and their land that's impacted through the by the pipeline installation. That's a very brief way to summarize it. But anyway, this is a new process for Des Moines County, but we went through and interviewed, I say we, it was the Board of Supervisors, Terry and I went through and interviewed three different companies. That was after we kind of did an educational session with another company that was not interested in Des Moines County, so that we kind of had an idea of what we were doing and what we were looking for. Appreciated all three companies' time. But I believe when it all came down to it, and this is really for the place for the board to fill in their part of it, but I'll summarize. I think when it all came down to it, we ended up with two that were very close. One that I would refer to as probably a distant third. I think ultimately the board is most comfortable in this situation with Klinger and Associates, which is a local consulting firm. There's no contract paperwork. This is just for the board to publicly, I guess, approve the fact that they're going to select Klinger as the consulting firm for the inspection process. I would mention Jim Carey knew that he couldn't be here today. He contacted me. I know that I can't cast a vote for him, but he did want to note that he is supportive of Klinger. But anyway, so that's why there's no paperwork. I think it's just kind of wrapping up or cleaning up or finalizing the general interview process and kind of proclaiming what you guys support. So, and I do believe Klinger will come along with some sort of a preliminary contract just to kind of tie both parties together and start working towards this project. I don't know what the time frame is for the pipeline, so I don't have a lot of pipeline information for you.
Well, I think one important distinction that needs to be noted is that the county hires this inspector, but the pipeline reimburses us for it, so it's a pass through. It's no cost to the county, and I agree with Jim. I think Klinger was the would be was my selection.
Was mine as well. I'm in agreement.
Okay. I just thought this was an appropriate forum for all three board members to state their position. Obviously, you'll eventually vote on the contract itself. That's why there's no paperwork at this point. Terry's going to notify a couple of them, and I'm going to notify Klinger that they were selected, and then I don't know if we'll end up with a work session eventually or what it'll be, but there'll be more discussion going forward on how to proceed.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you, DC, and thank you, Terry, as well. Next, we have some personnel actions. We have Bridget Davis with the Health Department, authorized by CP for 20.38 hours of unpaid leave.
Motion to approve.
Second. Sarah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Next we have Commission of Veterans Affairs. And these will be on file at the auditor's office.
Stamp and receipt. Oh. You're not taking near as much training as I got. That mayoral experience is standing you up pretty good.
Is that what it is? It's taught me how to stamp, guys. You know, it's a process. But you can read these at the auditor's office at your discretion. We have minutes from regular meeting on February 22nd, 2022.
Motion to approve.
Second. Sarah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes. Any other business?
I have none.
You guys thought I was going to keep you here for a long time. I've got a lot to talk about, though. Lock that door. Because ain't nobody going nowhere. Any other business? Future agenda items?
One thing I need to bring up is Ken had mentioned it yesterday that you guys need to discuss who would be the backup for the SEAL group, because Tom is the appointee that's his committee, but there needs to be a backup.
I think it used to be Bob.
Yeah.
They were asking for the in the annual report, that annual service and budget report that Ryan has to turn into the state, they list the person that serves and the alternate. And she was asking me, well, who's the alternate for Des Moines County? And I said, I don't know. I'd have to check with the board.
Ordinarily, I would say, you get to decide. Jim's not here. But the Rust Committee meets at the same time in the same building. Jim's on the Rural Underground, Rural Utilities Service System. And that meets about the same time as the...
What day do they meet on?
The second, third, Tuesday, or Wednesday of Wednesday. Every month.
What time?
1:30?
At 1:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, I have to... It's every other Wednesday at 1:30?
It's your Brian.
Once a month, on a Wednesday at 1:30, second Wednesday. It would just be the alternate when Tom can't be there. Tom's already there.
Tom's always there.
Yeah.
Maybe not now. But.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
So do we need to put that as an agenda item or just...
That's fine. And if you want to, when you talk to Jim, you can ask him. But I'm 90% sure that that Rust meeting is at the same time.
Yeah, because he's always talked about how you guys kicked him out of the room or whatever. So.
Well, they eventually moved them to another room, but we see them leaving. Their meeting doesn't last as long as yours will.
Thanks, Tom. You're a real sweetheart, man. I bet you all your ex-employees love you. Committee reports, Thomas?
We both attended the conference board and held a public hearing and approved the assessor's fiscal 23 budget. And I attended the emergency management meeting last week. They held public hearings and approved the emergency management fiscal 23 budget. That's all I have.
At this time, we're going to start the clock, Sarah. We're going to give all of you wonderful people 2 minutes. There's something you'd like to say, any comment, you want to cuss out Tom, or you want to talk about Jared's socks. We're going to give you this opportunity to call in. We're going to wait for 2 minutes. The clock is ticking, dude.
He puts his leg down all of a sudden.
So what about Jared's socks?
What's the matter, Jared? We're all friends here. Let's keep it friendly. We're all friends here.
Do they at least have funny faces on them or something?
No,
let me see
Jared.
Why
socks?
Shane, why aren't you showing your socks?
Excuse me?
Why are you showing yours?
You know what? You got a funky attitude today. You need to work on that. Can we deduct her pay for that? We'll have a work session later about that, Thomas.
I just want to update that we are working on the VHS. Rodney and I have a meeting at 3 o'clock to meet with the contractor to get the final plans done for that. So.
Lisa, you might tell Trent to expect a call from me. Krista mentioned that ordinance that he wrote about the wells.
Mm-hmm. Ordinance 38.
There's a new 28E that the state would like us to sign. Before I was a member of the board, I was here once when they discussed it. In the previous 28E, I think they decided not to sign for one, because they thought it put too much responsibility on the county as opposed to the state, because we don't have the resources. And as you might be aware, there's a huge underground plume of contaminated water that shifts around. It's mostly headed south from the Iowa Army Ammunition Plant. And so you have to keep track of that. I don't know who does that, but I might have him look at a couple of those things. Krista sent me a copy of the last 2080 that was signed in 2003, maybe, and the new one that the state sent just the other day. So, tell them I'm going to be sending some stuff.
Be
fascinating.
We're still going forward with the well ordinance, though, aren't we?
The chapter 38,
yeah.
That just adopts the ordinance, so it's not the 2080 agreement. But.
I just certainly looked at all of them. And I'm sure there's nothing wrong with the ordinance, but how it fits in with the 2080. I looked through it, and a fair amount of it's over my head, or public health, I don't know, wells, I don't know, legalese, I don't know.
Because that last well ordinance, I think it was first adopted in, 95 or something?
Yeah, it went back quite a ways and just didn't fully adopt the chapter. And maybe that was part of them not wanting to sign the 20. I don't really know.
Because that's set up in the public hearings are going to be for the 15th, start the 15th, for the well ordinance.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure that's still going on.
I just remember the previous sanitarian talking to the board about it, about the county didn't have the resources to do some of the things that he thought the 2080 said that we should be doing.
Time is up.
Looks like 2 minutes to me. Are we all satisfied? With an aye, we'll adjourn.
Aye.
Second. We have a work session following the meeting. Everybody else? Appreciate your time. Where's everybody going? I wasn't done talking yet. Wait a minute. I was still talking. Where are you going, Ange? Hey.